Alice Guy Blaschet was one of the first female filmmakers and one of the first directors ever. In the early 1900s, she innovated the medium and established techniques that influence every movie, TV show, and TikTok you love today. And yet for decades, because she was a woman, she was erased from history. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins, and you can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
'25, 22-year-old Alice Guy is an office manager at the Paris Gaumont Film Company when they decide to invest in the first motion pictures. Alice convinces her boss to let her borrow Gaumont's cameras so she can make her very own film. 1896, Alice writes a script, creates a fancy costume, choreographs a dance, and builds giant cabbages, all for her one-minute film debut. She titles it La Fée aux Choux, translated in English to The Cabbage Fairy. I watched it, and it's very cabbagey. Alice's film earns her a promotion from office manager to head of production at Gaumont's new film studio. Alice spends the next 10 years making short films with increasing ambition. Thankfully, the rest are not, you know, cabbage-centric. Gaumont patents a chronophone, which allows separately recorded sound to play alongside a film, and Alice then directs some of the very first talkies. In 1906, Alice's film La Fille du Christ, The Birth and Death of Christ, utilizes 25 unique sets and over 300 actors in roughly 30 minutes. In 10 years, she has taken short films a long ways from cabbages and babies. A few years later, Alice follows her husband to the very epicenter of the burgeoning film industry, New Jersey. Not kidding. New Jersey was basically the first Hollywood, but with a lot more snow and factories. There, she founds her own production company, Solax. And before long, she was directing about 3 short films a week. And she doesn't stop or slow down when she's pregnant with her 2 kids. In 1912, Solax is doing so well that they build a production lot in Fort Lee, New Jersey that costs $100,000, over $2.5 million today. The next year, in 1913, Alice realizes running a studio is taking her away from filmmaking. So she makes her husband president and focuses on writing, directing, producing, and pioneering a lot of film firsts. A few of those firsts include separating the roles of director and camera person, shooting on location, inventing the close-up, and casting a woman as an action star, and teaching that star to do her own stunts. In addition to synchronized sound, she experiments with tinting her black and white film with dye to add partial color as well. Crossing genres, she makes melodramas, comedies, and action films. For one movie, she even blows up a boat. She was Michael Bay before there were big budget blockbusters. Alice writes, produces, and/or directs roughly 1,000 short films, as well as 22 feature-length films. And then, suddenly, everything crashes and burns. Her husband leaves her, Solax goes bankrupt, there's a global pandemic, and she almost dies from the Spanish flu. Alice moves back to France, and now, in her late 40s, she never makes another movie again, despite the fact that the film industry is taking off. Alice basically disappears. Her lengthy film catalog is erased. Most of her films end up irretrievably lost, some still haven't been found. And her firsts are credited to various men. Finally, decades after her death, Alice is starting to get the recognition that's been long overdue. More of Alice's films have been discovered in archives, and recently her story's been told in books, articles, this podcast, and even in her favorite medium, the one she helped pioneer, film. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Elise Guy Blaché, check out the 2018 documentary, Be Natural. For this episode, we found Allison McMahon's Art Forum article, The Most Famous Woman You've Never Heard Of, incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feat stars Dan Cummins.